So welcome to Local News and Features for Update Talking News Stoke, and this is for the 15th of November 2025. We're kicking everything off with myself, Tim and Liz. We have four headlines for you, then we're going to have the one and only quiz with Liz too. So my headlines coming up, we've got Tragic Dan traumatised by the death of Stoke-on-Trent rescue dog and later took his own life. And I've got callous looters filled up bags in Hanley charity shop raid. And these stories are in batch one. And Liz has coming up for you.
Bus service made OAP feel like a prisoner. Dad's anguish as rare condition leaves twins living apart.
And now we're going to have the questions for the one and only quiz with Liz.
Okay, number one. According to Bassett's, Boofles, Baby Bonnie and Bubbles are among the individual names of which confectionery items? Number two. In Kipling's The Jungle Book, what is the name of the Black Panther who serves as friend, protector and mentor to Mowgli? Number three. What male and female first names have become stereotypes of Australian characters widely used in jokes or comic sketches? Number four. Maputo is the capital and largest city of which former Portuguese colony? And I've got a bonus clue here. It's the only country in the whole world whose name contains all five vowels. That's in English spelling. I don't know if that's true of other ways of doing it. Number five. The Allied invasion of French North Africa during the Second World War was known under what name? Number six. Which British artist painted the Blue Boy? Number seven. In what form of horse racing are horses not required to jump obstacles? Number eight. Which two colours are confused in the most common form of colour blindness? Number nine. Which infectious disease was once treated with quinine? Number 10. What is the highest mountain range entirely in Europe? And the bonus question, how many degrees are there in a semicircle? And that's my quiz.
Wonderful stuff. And have a little ponder on those, and Liz will reveal all in a couple of batches time. So I'm going to do the first story for you in batch number one. And this is Tragic Dan traumatised by the death of Stoke-on-Trent rescue dog and later took own life. A coroner has ruled a man whose mental health was affected by the death of a dog provided by a Stoke-on-Trent rescue centre later took his own life. Joseph Hart says the impact on Dan Kay of having to put the pet down should not be underestimated. It comes as an inquest concluded that missed opportunities in the 45-year-old's mental health care, including a cancelled home visit on the day of his death, may have contributed to his passing. The inquest has heard how mongrel Boki had arrived from Bosnia via a Stoke-on-Trent agency in January 2023. The large collie-type crossbreed had been brought to the UK via a Potteries-based community interest company, but it was in poor health and became very aggressive, and witnesses told how Dan tried to do everything to help the dog before being advised to have it put down. After this, friends told the court that Dan received malicious emails from the company, including one from the dog's purported original owner in Bosnia, which said, "You have murdered my dog." These experiences led to a dramatic decline in his mental health. Mr. Hart said the circumstances in which the dog was adopted are troubling in terms of the impact of the circumstances on Dan, with him ultimately having to put the dog down. This should not be underestimated in terms of the harrowing impact it had on him and his mental health. The inquest recorded a suicide verdict, and it heard that Dan died after being hit by a train in May 2023. Mr. Hart concluded the lack of a visit on the day of Dan's death and the absence of a visit in person the day before could have had a real prospect of eventuating a different outcome. The absence of formal consideration of the support needs possibly contributed to Dan's death. On balance, the failure to properly consider the impact of the missed visit was, in my judgment, a missed opportunity, which is possible contribution to the ultimate outcome. So over to Liz now, who's going to do her first story for us in batch number one.
Bus service made OAP feel like a prisoner. A pensioner's bid to use public transport for a week yielded eye-opening results. A pensioner says she felt like a prisoner after resolving to ditch her car and use public transport to get around Stoke-on-Trent for 1 week. Retired nurse Kim Jones gave up after 4 days of delays, long waits and buses that never arrived. The 68-year-old is now calling on Stoke-on-Trent City Council to improve bus services and introduce evening services she said would drastically improve people's lives. Kim from Milton says she was looking for ways to save money as the new government pushed its cuts to the winter fuel allowance through Parliament. Having recently received her bus pass, Kim, who holds a degree in economics and politics, decided to ditch her car for a week and see if she could continue her busy life using the buses to get around. "It can't be done," she said. "I can't get to supermarkets on the bus without changing at Hanley. I can't get back from my GP, and if my appointment was at 10 a.m, I'd have to get the 8:50 a.m. bus to get there because it never runs on time." Kim had to cut out travelling to her regular voluntary roles at the Mitchell Arts Centre in Hanley and Biddulph Grange due to the frequency and regularity of the bus service, which she described as less reliable than Boris Johnson, as well as a lack of evening services. She said, "I have family who live in Leek and I have to get into my car. I do lots of volunteering and I can't do it without the car. If I want to go to the doctor's, the buses run once an hour, and to get back I have to go from Badley Green through Hanley and back to Milton. The last bus from Hanley is around 6 p.m, so how do people work and use public transport?" Early in her experiment, Kim headed to Leek for a Saturday lunch and waited at Leek bus station for the 3:40 p.m. bus back to Milton. She said, "The screen showed the bus coming down Ladderidge, but it never showed at the bus station. It just disappeared off the screen. Leek bus station has no facilities. It's cold and windy, and we had to wait until the 5:45 p.m. bus. I'm cross for me because I would like to cut down some of my expenditure, but I'm really upset for people who are reliant on public transport. You can't get around Stoke-on-Trent without a car." After 4 days, Kim abandoned her experiment, saying, "She started to feel like I was a prisoner." She said, "The tipping point was when a friend in Stone asked to meet at 6 p.m. because she still works, and I told her I couldn't afford it because I could get a bus there, but I'd have to get a taxi home." Kim said, "Stoke-on-Trent is an urban city. Why can't I get around on public transport? We deserve better." Kim is calling on city councillors to undertake the same experiment so they can better understand what things are like for people who rely on the service. She said, "Councillors have told me they are aware of the problems, but there's nothing we can do."
Wonderful. Many thanks for that. So my next story now is callous looters filled up bags in Hanley charity shop raid. Raiders looted a city centre charity shop during a late night break-in. The incident at one of the RSB Hanley stores also forced the shop to stay shut for a couple of days. Volunteers have issued a plea for donations while police investigate the thefts of music, movies and more things. Officers were called to the shop on October the 30th after the break-in had been discovered, and the charity said the shop door was smashed open with a burglar swiping an iPad before returning several times later that morning. Two other men were captured on CCTV going through the door and filling up bags with vinyl records, DVD box sets, digital cameras and portable radios worth around £700. Officials say the burglary took place around 4 a.m. the following morning, and it represents another blow after previous vandalism at the row of three RSPCA Fountain Square shops had previously cost the charity around £1,800, with damaged windows having to be replaced. While the recent incident forced the shop to shut for a couple of days, volunteers used the time to give it a revamp. Patrick Vasey, Staffordshire North Branch manager, said, "We are really saddened to have been targeted like this. It was the last thing we needed. While the items are not high value, they're still popular with our customers. As a charity, we rely on donations to help fund the care of animals in North Staffordshire, so we would be enormously grateful to receive similar goods as new donations to make up the losses. We have found a replacement iPad temporarily, but the other stolen items are a little more specialist, and we would welcome anyone bringing things in to us. We closed for a couple of days after the break-in, but it did allow us time to have a refresh of our store layout. We have got three shops in close proximity to each other, and they're very popular with shoppers in Stoke-on-Trent. Anyone who can help with donations of items such as digital cameras, DVDs, and vintage music on vinyl, cassette, or CD should email Hanley, shop manager at rspca-staffsnorth.org.uk. Meanwhile, witnesses to the break-in can call Staffordshire Police and quote Incident 200 of October the 30th. So over to Liz now, who's going to do the final story for us in batch one.
Dad's anguish as rare condition leaves twins living apart. Tot was born without nerves in his bowels. I've got to say I'm interested in this story because this child, this is dreadful. He's actually got the same problem my granddaughter's got. She's 9 and she's still got problems, but nothing like the problems this little boy's got. So anyway, she's going to have problems for life, to be honest. Right, so sorry that I'll read this. Twin baby boys are set to be separated for more than a year after one of them was struck down with a rare condition. Cruz and Enzo had just been born when Cruz began vomiting green bile. The tot has since had 4 major operations and been found to have no nerves in his intestines. It means he will never be able to eat or drink, and his family say it will be more than a year before he leaves hospital in Nottingham to go home for the first time. Now the twins are 3 months old and an online fundraising appeal has been launched to support parents Ryan and Jodie. Ryan McCann, aged 36, who works at Level Civils in Stoke-on-Trent, said, "When they were first born, we were giving them bottles and we realised that Cruz was throwing up green bile every time we gave him a bottle. They whipped him down to the X-ray and then the ICU and they realised he had a blockage in his bowels. Cruz was taken to hospital in Nottingham where he underwent surgery to remove waste from his bowels, but he was still vomiting. A second operation did not work and a third diagnosed him with Hirschsprung's disease." Ryan added, "The surgeons have only seen a handful of cases in the history of Nottingham Hospital. They usually have around 30% of the nerves in the bowels and Cruz has 0. It's the first time they've ever seen a baby with no nerves in the intestines. He'll never be able to eat or drink, and we have to wait now to be trained for him to come home. His food and nutrients come from a long line, and he'll be on that for the rest of his life, however long that will be, because they can't say how long he will live for. He's had 4 major surgeries in the 12 short weeks he's been alive, and that has taken a toll on his body. But he's still smiling. He's dead happy when you go and see him, like nothing has happened. For a little baby, it's amazing." Older brothers Louis, 20, Jordan, 17, and 13-year-old Jax are waiting to welcome Cruz home to Uttoxeter for the first time. The daily 2-hour round trips to hospital are placing a financial strain on the family. Former JCB worker Ryan is currently working 6 days a week. Ryan added, "We've got his twin brother at home and he and his twin brother aren't getting the bonding they need because we're finding it hard to get up there all the time due to the cost of fuel and the car breaking down. They're moving him up from the neonatal ward to the children's ward soon, and he won't have that one-to-one nursing care, so we want to be there as much as we can to look after him.